Before.
It's time to bring in Craig to the show, who I believe, by the way, hasn't had much, if any, sleep since last night. So he's going to be wide. And here he is. Hello, Craig!
Hello!
Craig has no idea who we are. He's never heard the show. I'm gutted.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Why have you... Why do you not... You should be loving this show.
This show?
This show. I would have thought you woke up to it every day.
No, Chris, I'm at work by this time, so...
Well, you could have the radio on in your... salon.
I know, but unfortunately, I just listen to CDs.
That's hurtful.
I know, sorry, mate.
Now, what's the... Hi, by the way.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Have you slept?
I have not slept, Chris.
At all?
At all.
Have you eaten?
I haven't. I've had about 4 bottles of wine, so...
Brilliant. Here we go.
Buckle up.
What were you eating last night when they dragged you out of the house?
I was eating the Chinese. I was gutted. I've lived on pasta for the last
month.
You'd have
thought they could have at least...
Well, you would have thought they could let me finish eating a nice meal. Do you know what I mean?
Or let you bring it out with you.
Yeah, of course. Poor Davina, she was met with Chinese breath. I was like... Poor cat.
Nice. So you have your own salon.
Yeah.
Right. So what is someone looking after that while you're
I don't know what's been going on with my salon. I don't know anything about it, so
So you hope it's still there?
I'm sure it will be.
All the staff have all gone to Ibiza.
I bet they have.
Big sign on the door saying closed. Open whenever, we're not sure.
Back in 2 weeks.
Could be 10 weeks, we're not sure. Anyway, well done for being in the house.
Thank you.
And at the beginning, didn't like you.
Cool.
Didn't like you at all.
Cool.
I thought he's.
I didn't like me in the beginning. So
I thought you had a real nasty streak.
I was just like, all these people, these actors. I thought I was on EastEnders or something. I thought I should have gone to acting school before I came on here.
Well, according to the newspapers, maybe some of them did.
Well,
have you seen that today?
I haven't. No.
Have you not seen this?
Have a look.
Oh,
at this.
I think it's on the front page of the Sun.
They reckon that Mackenzie is an actress.
Of course she is. I said that from day one.
I tell you what, if she's an actress, she's not going to get much work out of the house because she's not very good. But
let's hope.
Well, I don't like it. Anyway, and then
neither do I.
And then I really liked you, and I thought Craig is great. And then there was the Anthony incident, and everybody went. But everyone's going to talk to you about that.
I know.
Anyway,
I know.
And you're going to get that a lot. And so you're just going to have to kind of get used to it. And everyone's going to talk about it, and that's going to be a real pain for you for the next few weeks.
I don't really care. I think it's funny.
All right, cool. Because we saw everything. We saw all the bits that even you don't remember.
I remember everything.
Do you?
Yes.
I wonder if there's a bit where you see any of a bit back and go, I don't remember that. What was that? I don't remember that. There's bound to be some stuff.
I'm sure there will be.
See, that'll be interesting. So what's the moment then? Talk me through the moment you decide when he's... Because you're obviously a Big Brother fan.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that from watching your show.
I've watched it.
Very savvy to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's been brilliant.
And did you audition before, ever before?
No, that was my first year to audition.
And what's the moment then when you're sitting there and you go, I'm going to audition, I'm going to have a go? Or do your friends go, you should
do it? No, it was a mate of mine, actually, a girl called Katie. She said to me, we should go and audition for Big Brother. I said, yeah, let's do it. It was just on Mother's Day, it was on a Sunday, so we just went down to London. So we had a good laugh. I didn't expect to get on.
See, now, we had this with Kamal. Kamal's friend went into audition and went, you can come with me. And then Kamal
he just went as a mate, didn't he?
But I wanted to go, though, as well.
Right, okay.
I definitely wanted to go as well, though. And we was talking about going as well, though, so she just sort of pushed me a little bit more. But
she didn't get chosen and you did.
No, she didn't.
So she hates you now.
Probably.
Yeah. She's sitting there going, should have been me.
Should have been me.
Should have been me in that house. I wouldn't have danced like that. I'd have been a better Britney than he was. So would you recommend it to anyone?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah?
It's wicked. It's really good fun. Being on that house is mad. Really, really enjoyed it.
If they said, let's say there was another 3 weeks left of the show and they went, you've got a chance to go back in, would you go back in or would you go, now? I'm out now?
Would I?
Go back in the house?
Yeah, I'd go back in.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd go back in tonight.
Wow. Isn't that weird, though?
It would not bother me. Being in that house nearly 11 weeks, you just learn to get on with it and enjoy it for what it is, really, and not take it too seriously. I think I was taking the house far too seriously. That was my problem. I took everything too personally and too seriously.
But it's a weird, we've said this before, and we always say it's such a weird environment because it's not real. It's not a real environment to be in. And I always say this all the time because people forget, there's nothing to do.
Exactly. So that's where every emotion is amplified, because there's nothing to take your mind off it. I couldn't walk out or leave. I had to be in their full frontal confrontation with people. Do you know what I mean?
And sometimes I never saw that. I never saw your full frontal confrontation. I'm glad they didn't show that.
No.
Having a row, Starkers. And I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't want to see that. Not on anybody. Especially not Mackenzie.
Definitely not Mackenzie.
Well, anyway, so well done. You were, because I knew you were a fan because you're quite savvy to the show, and you made a comment the other night, which you went, you know, I'm always right. I always end up, it always turns out that I'm right, and you watch, blah, 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 and you're right a lot of the time. You sussed a lot of stuff out that nobody else saw.
Yeah,
you got the backstabbing thing before anybody else got it.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. There's so many people on that show that even if they don't win, they don't care. They just want to think about ways to make money.
Hmm.
That's all they're interested in. It's like the whole Mackenzie and Anthony in the pool thing.
Hmm.
She just wants to use that to her advantage to make a bit of cash out of it. She was pregnant, wasn't she?
No, she asked for a pregnant. See, I think they did.
I was in the pool. They definitely didn't.
See, now, I can't believe the people who got in the pool the next day.
The whole thing was disordered.
See, I think that, because I still think, and I think you'll disagree, but I still think that Anthony's not 100% sure what happened that night.
No,
because when
isn't.
You talk to
he
him,
isn't.
He goes, you go, I know you didn't do anything, and he goes, yeah, yeah, no one ever.
It's like, I don't, God knows what he's thinking. I don't know what's going on in his head. if I was telepathic, I'd be able to give you the answer, but I do not know what's going on in their heads.
Thank God there are no underwater cameras in that pool. That's all I can say.
Well, there apparently was at one point.
I don't know.
Poor paranoid Orla. There was cameras in the pool. There was cameras in the bed. There was cameras everywhere. I said, what do they need to hide the cameras? We can see them.
Are you going to... Because what happens on the last night is all the housemates go back, and they, you know, Davina will parade you all up on stage, and you all wave, and it's all like a big... end of panto thing, show, as you know, right? Yeah. So, even though emotions run high in the house, will you go back, you'll go back on Friday, obviously,
definitely, for that
tonight.
Yeah.
And the people that you didn't like in there or whatever, will you still go, well, I don't like you, or will you go, well, it's not real life, so I don't care?
I'll turn around and say to them, I hate your guts, don't ever talk to me again.
Brilliant. That's what I like.
Do not talk to me again, because at the end of the day, all these people come out here, oh, I'll be your friend on the outside world. We'll go this, we'll do that. What are they lying for? They ain't got no intention of doing it. I've got my friends, do you know what I mean? I know who my friends are from this, so...
I can't believe King is out. King is still in the house and you're out.
I can't, but there we go.
I can't believe that.
They wanted a little bit more bottle action.
Although Eugene... I don't mind Eugene. I think Eugene's all right, and you can't stand him.
Living with that bloke is torturous.
He may be... a bit geeky.
Oh, it's not his geekiness. It's this stuff that he says under his breath. He's one of these people that will say snidey comments under their breath all the time.
Mm.
Like, I was getting excited about doing a task. He was like, well, why don't you just shut up? I thought, who are you? Tell me to shut up, mate. Came on here 5 weeks through in the stupid secret garden.
But
I don't know what they had that idea for. There was enough characters in there anyway. They didn't. One of the characters walked out, and then they had him on there. I thought, what is the point?
It's just to jazz it up a bit.
I know the
rules.
Well, they should have put us in the secret garden for a week and let us watch what people said about us.
See, but this is the brilliant thing. As a fan of Big Brother, now that you're in there, you're going, well, that's not funny. What did they do that for? Whereas if you'd have been watching it from our shows, you're going, this is brilliant.
But they all said, they were going around saying, oh, there's 10 new housemates. I said, there would not have been 10 new housemates walk through that door on that night. Craig, what's your problem? Why can't you just accept it? I said, because there's no way they had 10 new housemates. What, 25 housemates?
When you heard Davina's voice last night, did you think, I'm off?
Yeah, I know I was, though. I know I was going to yesterday. I thought I would do. I thought at the end of the day, I know I'm not a strong contender to win it, but I thought I don't care because I've gotten where I've wanted to get to. I would have loved to have got to the last night.
I'd have thought you'd have been in the last three.
I would have loved to have been in the last three. That would have really, really, you know, that would have been wicked. But at the end of the day, at least that I left last night, and that night was about me, and I didn't have to share it with anybody, so I loved it. It was brilliant. And Davina's wicked.
Davina was good with you last night. I thought she handled you very well, although you seemed quite kind of excited and relaxed. You didn't, you know, you seemed...
To be quite... Leaving that house was not as bad as I thought it would be. It was a bit of a release.
Because
when I left, I saw that some of the people, they looked at me, I thought, none of you really give a shit that I'm going. You're glad you're all in here.
Ooh, swearing.
I thought, none of you care
I know.
I've gone. You're all glad that you're still in here. I thought, so why put on the pretense? Do you know what I mean?
Davina talked last night about your sexuality, and I'm not going to push you, and I'm not going to, you know, put you in a position that you don't want to be in. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I can help you. Don't look at me like that. Not like that. So if anything, I'll turn you straight.
Chris, you're not my type, sorry.
Well...
I'll let you down lightly.
Well, you say that. How do you know? Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is just it.
Maybe that's what... Maybe you need a hunker-hunker burning love like myself. You know, rather than that Anthony... What, don't turn your face up, Rachel. You know? Anthony's too good-looking for... You need a big bear like me.
You try that line on everybody.
I know, and it never works.
You're becoming more comfortable as a big bear, aren't you?
Well, I don't... I'm very open about my sexuality.
The thing with Anthony is he's very...
I'm straight, by the way.
Anthony is good looking, but he's not like supermodel, like you look at him and fall madly in love with him. Do you know what I mean? I personally didn't anyway, so.
I think you did fall for him though. I do.
Chris, you're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, I know it's my opinion. I'm not going to ask you because I don't. I can talk about it behind your back. So while you're here,
exactly, just... and I will never know.
No, exactly. But I think you did. I think you did fall for him. I do. I believe that you had a crush on a straight guy.
I was just gutted when Maxwell left because he was, you know, when Leslie left, it was really, really difficult for me to get through the house because she was like a very good friend of mine. And then when Maxwell left, it was really, really hard as well because he was like, I've really got on with him as well. So I just sort of, you just sort of then look towards other people for friendship.
Yeah, the good looking fella.
So.
With a great body.
I don't base any of my friendships on looks.
I always found it odd that you weren't attracted to Eugene.
Me too. Such a good-looking bloke.
So what are you going to do? What's your plan now? I know you haven't had time to think about it, but what do you want to do?
Have something to eat.
Right.
Have some sleep.
Yeah.
I'm knackered.
Are you going to go back to work?
I don't know.
Well, you got it. It's your empire. This is the palace that you've built up.
I know. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to enjoy it.
You said the other night you'd like your own TV chat show.
I would. It'd be brilliant.
You said you wanted to be... I want to get this right. I can't remember. I haven't got it written down, but you said you wanted to be kind of like fun, but still with serious issues.
Yeah, sort of a mix.
A mixture between Jerry Springer and the Vanessa Show, which I thought was, that's like car crash TV for me, with you right in the middle of it. I can't see what that show would be. So we want to have some fun, but do some serious issues, hosted by me, Craig. So we get Tony Blair on, and we talk about the government, and then we give him a makeover.
And then we sling chairs at him. Be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Maybe actually now I can see that show happening.
Yeah, it's gonna be wicked. Don't worry, Chris, I'll let you have an appearance on that.
I'd like to be a guest. You can give me, you can...
I'll give you a 5-minute interview.
You can do, that's very nice of you. You can do my hair.
I can. We can do, I'll let you become a member of Team Brittany.
Nothing will give me more pleasure. Oh, we have some, listen, before you go, because you've been in the house for like, was it 10 weeks, 11 weeks?
10 11.
Weeks? We have some true or false, questions, because you haven't known what's going on in the outside world.
Okay,
cool. Right. So these are true or false for you, okay?
Yeah.
While you've been in the house, Jude Law, you know the actor Jude Law?
Yeah.
He's cheated on his Mrs. Sienna Miller with his nanny.
False.
True.
Oh.
Brittany has given birth to a boy called Ronald.
True.
False. Birmingham was struck by a tornado.
True.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that real bad one.
A tornado?
In Birmingham.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
God.
Why I'm laughing. It was horrid. Ripped houses, roofs off houses and everything.
Really?
Yeah. London has won the Olympic bid.
False.
True. You could train for that.
I'm not doing very well.
You could get a gold in snipping.
Really?
Yeah.
Wicked.
I don't think they do, heroin. And the crazy frog, you know, the ringtone for the phone.
Yeah, please say that's gone.
Was number one in the chart for a couple of weeks.
It's got an album out now.
I'm going to have to say, hideously, yes.
It's true.
Oh, no.
But it's not number one anymore, it's gone.
Oh, thank God.
But we'll give you a copy of the album to take home with if you want.
I can't wait, Chris, I can't wait.
I know you like your music.
I do.
And you can have the whole Crazy Frog dance.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to some new music.
There's a lot of good stuff out there.
I bet.
You've missed so many Girls Aloud records.
Really?
Oh, loads. And, James Blunt, you'll like that. That's the number... Well, will he like that? I don't know.
I think I've got, like, anything. I hadn't listened to anything for, like, 11 weeks. Only Kylie Minogue, and I don't even like her.
Well, you know, I'm sure Kylie will be listening, and she'll be sending you all her CDs over.
Sorry, Kylie. I'm being truthful.
That's all right.
That's Kylie there.
Well, listen, go to bed. Have a rest. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You were a brilliant housemate in there.
Thank you.
I Hate McCosey too.
Good.
I think Anthony will win. And everyone will be happy. And when you get the when you're back in the salon, let me know and I'm going to come in.
No problem. For a Chris, haircut. Chris, I'll come to you and do it.
No, I'll come to you. I want to see what it looks like. I think it'd be great. I do.
Bog standard salon, I'm afraid. Wow, well, special.
How much is just a nice, you know, easy trim?
Tenner.
There you go. It's a bit expensive for you, though, Dave.
I pay $8.50.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Craig, well done. Thank you, mate.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day, have a good sleep.
I will do.
Craig, everybody. Radio